This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Gonna grind with my neck. Get high with my niggas. Okay, let's do this combo. Classic like a CeeLo camp. Sweeter than a postage stamp. Well, grinding on the chair ramp. He got kicked out of space camp. Ripped bong with Tommy Chong. From Mince to Milan, on and on. Halls licks like a French poodle. He's hung like a pool noodle. Now he's gonna ride. Gonna ride with my niggas. Gonna grind with my Nikes. So high with my Nikes. Feeling fine with my Nikes. Damn! Steve called like a cobra. That's hiding in your sofa. You get up, get a soda. He put those fangs in the boba. These nuts showed up. Steve Funk's giving moms all pleasure. In a super ruined Prisa. Now he's gonna ruin Prisa. Now he's gonna ride. Gonna ride with my Nikes. Gonna climb with my Yankees. So high with my Yankees. Feeling fine with my Yankees. Damn! Gum it up, bitch, like a Reese's cup. All the bros mess, they pros. When my boy Aaron shows up, sucks paper like a Dyson. Stacks paper like a Verizon. He likes his love fly, John Newell. His fantasies are final. Now he's gonna ride. Gonna ride with my Yankees. Gonna grind with my Nikes. So high with my Nikes. Feeling fine with my Nikes. Damn!
Ohio gozaimasu. Don't touch that fucking dial. You are indeed listening to the High Potion Podcast. It is me, Goro Miyajima, a.k.a. Steve Crothy. Welcome.
And it's me, Kiryu Katsuma, also known as Halls Burkhardt. I'd rather be Kiryu Katsuma. He's way cooler. That's me. I'm Halls. Steve, I'm fucking stoked. I want to tell you, we'll get into it. We got a long story to tell you guys. Last night, and I'm not joking, I know I'm prone to hyperbole. Last night was one of the funnest nights of gaming I've ever had in my life. The only thing that may have been missing was our buddy Nick, right?
Agreed,
but
yeah.
We gathered the Yankees together, got a five-piece together. It's like when you order a four-piece nuggets and there's a little extra nuggy in there, right? And we ran the first raid in Final Fantasy XIV. The first raid I've ever completed in a long history of playing MMOs. And what made it even better is that it wasn't just me and you and Jeff and Will. We had an extra cat boy in the mix who is our guest today. And you know what? I've been fucking around with a little AI music, and that should be no surprise if you heard Blue
yes.
Harvest this week. But I whipped up a little theme song for our buddy here, so I'm going to let this do a bit of his intro. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's do it.
Always in a rage, living in a virtual realm in the fantasy age. Final Fantasy 14 is his second home as a cowboy named Zelfos. He roams.
I feel like he's walking to the ring in WWE right now.
With a yellow stripe across his head and a green lightsaber in hand. That's right, ladies and
gentlemen. Boy in the fantasy scene.
Yep, it's our buddy, one of the, just a fucking pure delight to know and have as our friend. I'm so excited we finally got him on the show. We've talked about having him on several times in an episode that has just never happened from what I consider to be the Star Wars family, the Rogue Rebels. It's our pal, Sal Perales.
What's up, my longest cat boy?
How's
so
it going?
I'm here. Here, buddy.
So,
good times.
We haven't talked about what the subject tonight is going to be, but it's going to be Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn. This game is so massive that we're going to split it up by sort of section, right? We've all kind of completed the main section of Final Fantasy, A Realm Reborn. We have the little stuff in between to get the Heaven's Word. And Sal has been along for the ride. And I thought it'd be interesting to have him on for one reason, and that's that Sal, who is a huge Final Fantasy fan, in fact, that's probably one of the early reasons we became friends, on one of the very first podcasts I ever heard him on, he had a Final Fantasy reference, and I was like, I like this guy, huh? I like this guy, huh?
Do that.
But he's never played an MMO. So it's his first MMO experience. I thought that'd be neat to get his perspective on that and just, you know, sort of go over our time so far as the High Potion Yankees. So thanks for coming on, Sal.
Dude, anytime. As you know, I've petitioned multiple times to get that Chrono Trigger episode off the ground.
Oh, listen. We have to do is figure out a way for all of us to play it. Because, I can speak at length about Chrono Trigger, but I want contemporaneous experience back, but we're gonna make that happen, you know. There's only so many times we can talk about age, Final Fantasy and Tifa, Steve, and from games, you know.
In this day and age, it shouldn't take us that long to play through Chrono Trigger anyway. I mean, I don't know how many hours that takes.
The last time I played it through, I remember it specifically 17 hours.
Okay, yeah,
that's not that bad.
Yeah, that's a weekend. For me. Yeah, it's no problem at all. For one of the goats.
So
four or five of those raids we did last night.
Yeah, exactly. So circling back around to the AI song stuff. The origin of me fucking around with this is our buddy Sean Hoffman, the Discord notification wizard himself, sent me a link to this website, and he's like, you should check this out. And I was like, what would be funny to make a song about? And it was trying to convince our buddy Randy to play Final Fantasy XIV with us, right? And literally this one I'm about to play with you is the very first one I ever did. And at that point, I was hooked. Listen to this. The line,
there was a really good passage in there.
Cat brethren of the breeze. Yeah.
Yep.
The
fact that it called section.
Yeah. Final Fantasy. There's some nuggets of gold in this one.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, that's a good one.
Can
we
go back just a few seconds and hear that again? Because that one is really. To. Yeah.
Please.
Oh no! I didn't go far back. Here we go. Oh my God! I went right back to the same place.
Get back a little more. Yeah. There we go. Trees, cat brethren, masters of the breeze. Final Fantasy calls us to unite, to conquer realms under the moonlight. This is tremendous.
Sounds kind of like Nightwish a little bit.
Thy transformation awaits in the shadows. This is some Blind Guardian head right here.
Buddy, that line.
That song slaps.
It does.
That's a good one.
Good times. The line, one. Randy, thy transformation awaits. I can't. The way it hits that note, it makes me want to start a power metal band just about getting Randy to play Final Fantasy with us.
That's fair.
Makes me want to bow down to our AI album. Overlords, you know?
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm going to be the first one at the AI concert surrounded by androids and shit.
I got a lot of John Connor.
It's so good, right?
Dude, you have created a soundtrack for us. I know. I love it. You
know? I know, man. Listen, hold on. So my next mission after fucking around, I was like, because Steve, just as a little peek behind the scenes, has a banger of a theme song for the Yankees in the works. That's all I'm going to tease. But I was like, oh, I wonder if I could come up with a theme song, like a goofy AI theme song. And I've tried dozens, right? And then our pal Robbo, who we had on the show, you know, from the Hardcore Gaming 101 podcast.
Love Robbo. Smartest fucking, man in gaming.
Fucking nails one. Listen to this shit, man.
Oh, nice. Get high with my ninjas. Okay, let's do this Robbo. Classic like a CeeLo camp. Sweeter than a postage stamp. Grinding on the chair ramp. He got kicked out of space camp. Ripped bone with Tommy Chong. From Mince to Milan. On and on. Paws licks like a French poodle. He's hung like a pool noodle. That ain't right.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Steve called like a cobra. Hiding in your sofa. You get up, get a soda. You put those bangs in the boba. These nuts showing up. Steve Funk's giving moms all pleasure. In a super ruined razor. Now he's gonna ruin razor. Now he's gonna ride. Gonna ride with my Yankees. Gonna I'm so glad I didn't listen Yankees. To this beforehand. So high with my Yankees. That's been one of the...
That's incredible. I don't know if I need to record anything anymore.
Buddy.
I'm going to do it anyway, but that, man, that was really good.
I want to tell you an interesting detail about that. Robbo wrote all those lyrics.
No
so you
kidding.
Can have the program write the lyrics, or you can put lyrics in and put a style to the song.
Dude. Robbo would have fit in with my old hip-hop group we had in the
when he
early
talks
2000s.
About get up, get a soda, get the fangs in botha, these nuts. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Classic. I had Nutty Brown flashbacks.
I know, man. Cocaine stuck to your nose ring. Okay, so I just wanted to give Robbo's props because he cracked the code where I couldn't. Now, what I could do, as you guys heard with our pal Sal here, is I could make up some personal theme songs. I'm going to play a couple of these for you, okay? So the one I'm about to play now is about Steve's character in Final Fantasy XIV, and it is the second most responded to one I've ever done when people talk about something being catchy. So this is called Goro...
Damn it, Aaron Boyd.
Goro Majima, the Righteous Dragoon.
A righteous dude named Steve, gonna steal the show with a cowboy dragoon. He's got fire in his eyes.
Slaying the villains, embracing the fight. His justice knows no bounds. He fights for the weak. Goro Majima, the savior they see. In the land of Final Fantasy, he stands tall and strong. Goro Majima!
Oh, hold on. I didn't mean for it to go into the next one. Spoiler alert. I'm telling you, that one... You know, who is that band, Steve? Fireball Ministry?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds kind of like them.
Yeah, a bit. The vocals are maybe a little more energetic.
Yeah, for sure.
It's in that vein.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved that one.
So I came up with one for myself, but you know me, I kind of got to be self-deprecating, right? So this one is about my paladin in Final Fantasy XIV, and it's called Mitigation Meltdown. This would be like the electric song on a Tenacious D song. You know what I'm talking about?
I also like, I think they should have said, when it comes to mitigation, he's the motherfucking best. instead of the line that you... This is about you having trouble with it.
Now that, I will take a break to explain the bit. So, the Final Fantasy XIV community is beautiful and wonderful and welcoming, and 90% of our interactions with people we don't know has been great. There's been a couple of nights, though, where we got some real asshole randoms, and the very first time it happened, the guy started talking shit about how it wasn't mitigating enough. So that kind of... Mm-hmm. Now, listen... I don't want it all to be Final Fantasy because this is a Final Fantasy full episode. And I said, you know what? What are some of our classic high potion bits, Steve? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I said, boy, I really think it's funny when we talk about Josh from the Sacred Icon podcast showing his dick root on Instagram, right? And I said, if there's anybody that would appreciate the bit and the song of the bit, it was Josh. And I'm telling you, this one's a bop and it's catchy.
This one's a bop. Look, before you play it, I just want to say I love Josh. Like, okay. I hope he's cool with this stuff.
No, hold on.
The dude showed his dick root one time on Instagram,
and we've been running it like Forrest Gump in the third act of that movie.
Right. This dude is a fucking sweetheart, and I love him.
I know.
Him.
Okay,
and,
so. Just another peek behind the scenes. I asked him if it was okay first.
Okay, cool.
I sent it to him and I said, hey, we're probably going to play this. And he was like, ha ha ha. You know, I wouldn't have done it without him.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be fine. His song's rules.
Ooh, Dick Root Joshy, watching the movies. On the treadmill, Joshy's in the zone, talking about movies. Now the doorway here alone is the host of the Sacred Icon. Oh yeah, the view so smooth, always keeps it clear. Ooh, Dick Root Joshy, watching the movies. Lace up your kicks, get ready for the room. Joshy's got the rhythm, gonna make him movies, running on the spot. Flicks all day, but sometimes he shows his dick move. What can I say? Dick Root Joshy, watching them movies. Joshy's on the treadmill, jamming to the beat. Reviewing movies, moving those feet. Sacred Icon, hold it down so tight. You just might see some dick move. All right.
The part where it goes, ooh, Sacred Icon. It's so tight, you just might see some dick root, all right.
Yeah, that was Joshy, watching the movies. Oh, hell yeah, another sax solo.
Uh-huh.
So smooth, always keeps it clear. Ooh, Dick Root Joshy, watching the movies.
I'm telling you, that one gets stuck in my head too.
That one is a fucking bop.
I know, man. And you know what the secret is? Because I've met Steve, Sal, I promise you hundreds of these motherfuckers. You guys are hearing the best of the best. Sometimes they're real doo-doo. It's all about getting real weird with the genre you tell it. You got to be real specific, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I don't want Josh to be the only one that gets... a theme song. I want his co-host Brian, who we always talk about. He's got that Twitter smoke, right? I'm just gonna play it.
You're about to catch that Twitter smoke in the shadows of social media. Lies a man named Brian with Twitter smoke in hand. The hottest takes in the land.
Steve, there's a line coming up that you might need to pause.
To catch that smoke, that Twitter smoke. Take up your virtual shield and prepare. It's coming your way. You better beware. Oh, that Twitter smoke.
You best not talk smack about Game of Thrones season 8 because he thinks it's great.
Take my headphones off for a second.
Can I make a confession to you two guys?
Holy shit, that's hilarious.
You know how Robbo did custom lyrics for that theme song? I did custom lyrics for the Josh and the Brian theme song, so I wrote all these lyrics to these last
two. Wow.
Another catchy one. I've managed to figure out how to get them to make catchy ones. Now this next one, and this will be sort of the last one, you know what I mean, for a little bit. I've got some others in my pocket, unless there's any personal requests, like you guys maybe want to hear the butthole pee hole pipe. I don't even know what honestly, I think I just put random on this one. You know what I mean? Just like, because you can do an option to do just random lyrics and random style. And I just thought this was an interesting instance of what it just created completely on its own without my input, right?
Yeah. In the darkest corners of this town, a sight you cannot see. A mutated creature with a wretched bone to pick with me. Looks like I'm a fud with a twisted. Struts around like he's some rock and roll king, but his hackney tunes won't make your heart sing. Been living in the shadow, chasing his hollow dreams, but he's nothing more than a sorry, pitiful meme. Gross mutation, just a failed imitation, thinking you're right. Just an abomination. No talent, no fire, just a sad, pathetic display.
That unfortunately sounds like a little bit like Nickelback, which is also kind of fitting, but it kind of sounds like Nickelback now that I listen to it again.
It does.
That's all the algorithm, you guys. I had nothing to do with that one.
Sure.
You know, that was just experimentation.
Yep.
So now that we got that out of the way, mostly.
Right. Yeah, look, hey, can I take the floor for half
please
a second?
Please do. Please do. Thanks for letting me get that out.
Yeah, man, that was fucking awesome. I loved it on Blue Harvest this week. So, look, we've got Sal on.
Yeah.
I have this new bit I'm rolling out now for when we have guests, and it's 5 questions for the guests. It's super, super original idea I came up with.
I don't care. Nobody has ever done anything
Never seen like
this. In fact, I wish I had another Twisted Tea down here for this part, but you go for it. I got a Gatorade.
All right, so I've got 5 questions here for you, Sal. All right, first one. What's your favorite hair metal song?
Ooh.
Hair metal? I mean, do we count? I mean, it might be Living on a Prayer.
Okay. Oh, I mean, certainly a hair metal song.
You want to talk about a banger, though. And I'm not even a huge Bon Jovi guy, but that song slaps.
That's I'm pretty, like, anti-hair metal. Like, I don't really like Motley. Like, I don't like none of the stuff out of the 80s except Metallica, and it's because they also disliked hair metal while having hair.
Yeah.
Like,
hair metal. You know what's funny, Steve, is Sal and I have a lot of similar music taste. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some might even say that Sal was down with the sickness.
Oh, it's funny. That's terrific. Star. Great answer. Okay. All right. Question number two. What is the best Final Fantasy?
Ooh.
Six, six, or six?
I was going to say six.
Okay.
I think I will change my answer to six. We were going through the thing, like just a little preview. We were going through that thing last night, and the music was banging, right?
Uh-huh.
And there was one part where it got real operatic, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I kept thinking of like, oh, what like, everybody's like, what's like the dopest boss kind of music? And everybody always like lands on like, ha, ha, Sephiroth.
Well, hold up. I'm like, skirt, hold up. Like, that one does slap.
Yes, it is awesome. But you know what I like? That whole tower up to Kefka.
Oh, the music in there is awesome.
That thing is crazy dope. Oregon, like, and it builds up till you get to the top and then it turns like crazy.
Yeah.
Gets all quiet.
That might be my favorite.
Yeah, that one is good. You're right.
Yeah. Kefka's last
one. Terrific. All right. Excellent answer. Okay. Question number three, another video game question here. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite stance in Jedi Survivor and why is it dual wielding?
My favorite stance in Jedi Survivor is single plus blaster.
Ooh. Because of Kanan. Right.
Because I'm a survivor. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why.
Okay. That's right. Cool. You like shooting people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hold up.
I went dual wielding in that. I haven't had a chance to weirdly talk about this game on the podcast yet.
Yeah, and so as a little teaser, you know, we have talked for months about, like, we're going to do a huge Survivor show. It's going to be King Tom, Tom Sutton, and Sal. And somebody, me, was not able to, like, actually sit down and get all the scheduling figured out. But I think we're going to be on the Rogue Rebels talking about it soon. Steve and I will have a Survivor episode eventually, but, like, you know, I Rogue Rebels is a good time, so you guys can look forward to that.
You'll hear our review there soon. Yeah. But I love that
Survivor episode, but I was like half present for it, so I want to have another one.
My man had maybe had a few twisted teas on that episode.
It was a little. It was a
good
little,
episode.
Went too hard with Team Fireball.
Nice. Okay. And in that vein, question number four, what is your favorite tequila?
Patron.
Patron. Okay. Easy. Silver, añejo.
Silver.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Silver.
Perfect.
Fair.
Love it. Yeah. That's typically what we use in my house.
Yeah.
It's the best for mixed drinks, you know, margaritas and whatnot. So yeah, typically we'll have the silver stuff in the house. Great, great. Good answer. All right, and final question. How does it feel to be part of the crack unit, the Yankees?
Look, it's been I haven't, like Hawes was saying before, I haven't done – the last time I played a multiplayer RPG game was when I asked somebody to control Celes and Locke on the second controller of Final Fantasy VI. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I've never done this. And this is a whole complete new fun experience. So it feels pretty badass. And then also, I'm getting a lot of guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my homies be like, yo, like, we were doing some stuff last night, and I guess my item level wasn't high enough.
Oh, and I got like, on it.
Got you, homie. He went shopping for me. He brought me back. He gave me clothes because your boy was looking like a weird cheetah.
I can't wait to talk about that. That's a good bit. I might have to get the AI on making a song about Sal's weird S&M samurai gear he was running around in.
We were talking about, you said something earlier. You were like, this is like a 4-piece nuggets with some extra. Nah, dude, that was like a family pack last night.
I know, man.
We had a family meal, son.
Dude.
Haas was really had to work hard last night to get us all raid ready.
I was down. Listen, man.
This dude
I'm
had to
dedicated.
Go to Saks Fifth Avenue twice.
I took my, I took my boo-boo trips. Shopping. You know what I said, Steve? We'll put it on the Gil card. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You got that platinum card at this point.
Yeah, he put it on the company card. Then somebody took my onion night. It was a good time.
Oh.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Fuck yeah. So we're going to sort of end with the raid, right? Because I feel like the raid, weirdly enough, and I totally see why. So as a quick sidebar, the last time we were playing Final Fantasy XIV seriously was in 2020, right? It was actually kind of the origin of our little Discord gaming group with Nick and Will and Jeff and now Sal. And, you know, we have other – Rick came by and hung out a little bit before you were there last night, Steve.
Bummed I missed him.
Yeah. And the end of this game, the end of the A Realm Reborn portion of this game was almost completely different when we played last time. And the Crystal Tower raid, which we did last night, was not required to move on into Heaven's Word. And now it is,
correct.
Right?
Now it is. Mm-hmm.
And after playing it, I kind of see why, because it's actually got huge story moments in it, right? Like,
yeah, it's like a big PS to the story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's neat in that way. But before we get to that, so it's been a little over a month now. It was actually sort of like leading into the week I had time off for my birthday. Steve was like, I'm kind of feeling like playing Final Fantasy 14 again. And I was like, let's fucking go. Mm-hmm. So we've been at it now for a little over a month. And in the meantime, we've managed to rope in a bunch of other suckers, Steve. Sal included, but King Tom's got a character. Billy the Worm's got a character. Hannah's got a character. Mm-hmm. Rick Villanueva is seriously considering it. He popped into Discord last night to sort of ask us, like, what could I play with you guys tonight if I start? And I had to be like, no. But if you start and work at it, you'll get to the point where you can. At this point,
the most unlikely person in like our little Star Wars fandom of people to play this.
Steel.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, there's like, no way he would, but if he did, it would be sick. Right? Oh, he might would mitigate. That's the most unlikely person that would
hey,
play.
Hey, you guys, can someone res me?
So, Jeff, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop myself. I can't because my impression's not good.
That would be so awesome. I love Steel and him being part
God.
Of it. Would
you
be
know,
just,
honestly,
it would make me laugh every time. So.
If
I can make those jokes, because me and Steel are super tight.
Oh, buddy, you might be want to be listening into the Sith list to see if there's maybe an AI banger jam about episode 400 and the debate about Asajj Ventress coming in. That's all I'm gonna say, my dude. You know, honestly, if there was a Mac version of the Old Republic, I think we might be able to talk Steel into looking into it for the content purposes, right?
Right.
Because when he asked me about Star Wars video games, or he asked Sal or anybody, he's very interested, but he doesn't play Star Wars video games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now somebody who there's several people that I'm actively trying to recruit, including Randy, but I honestly just have to give it up.
You know, right? I'm going to report back, because last time I hung out with Randy and I mentioned it like twice.
Yeah.
And he immediately shut me down both times.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve, did you know that I put Sal up to the job? He was like, I'm hanging out with Randy and Joy tomorrow. I was like, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Got to do me a favor.
Do your thing.
I'm also trying to.
Turn down Sal face to face, I mean, he's the strongest dude I know.
If Sal called me, right, and was like, hey, man, I'm telling you, I was leaving Galaxy's Edge and I met a real life Sith and I had to do what I had to do and I need somebody to fly to California and help me hide the Sith body, I'm already on Expedia buying the tickets, Steve. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about Sal Perales. And if he can turn down Sal Perales, Randy, I don't know what's wrong with you, buddy. I don't know.
I'm on my way. I need you to get to indoor and get the pyre ready.
Yeah, for real.
I'm heart of stone, that Randy.
I know, man. I'm also trying to recruit our buddy Aaron Boyd, or my buddy. Well, Sal, you've met Aaron before, right? You've hung out with Aaron.
I don't know if I've met him in person. I'm not sure.
So. Aaron Boyd is a goddamn treasure, and there's two things he needs to do in life. He needs to play Final Fantasy 14 with us, and he needs to...
Oh, my buddy Aaron Boyd.
There goes
he needs to watch the Young Genesis Evangelion. Oh, my buddy Aaron Boyd. He needs to start with the first 24 episodes on Netflix and then stop. Oh, my buddy Aaron Boyd needs to watch the end of Evangelion on Netflix and then stop. Oh, my buddy Aaron Boyd. Then he needs to watch the end of Evangelion on Netflix and then stop. Oh, my buddy, don't watch the rain.
I'm telling you, that's my misery business.
Yeah, that's your first number one hit right there.
Steve, Eric Struther reached out to me today. Okay. Yeah, Eric Struther, he reached out to me today and was like, if you guys really record a version of that song, can I please play on it too? So, Sal, as
of course.
We're getting the band together here, all right? I gotta save for a few years to hire Haley Williams to record the vocals, but it's coming.
Gotcha.
It's coming. Or maybe we just do a change.org petition asking her to do vocals.
Right. We got 17 signatures right here, girl.
So, 17. That's sick. That's the perfect number for the bit. 17. All right. So, let's reset, all right? Sal, buddy. Now, clearly a long-running Final Fantasy fan. This man loves to drop a Final Fantasy reference, and every time it makes me giggle. Having never played, an MMO, but loving Final Fantasy, having a history for Final Fantasy, how have you found diving into Final Fantasy 14?
So I go back to, before all the online stuff, right?
Right.
My first ones was, Final Fantasy 6 and then 4 and then the original and then 7, 8, 9, all that stuff. And by the time 7, 8, 9 were out, or I guess by the time 8, I think 8's the first one that I bought when it came out.
Same.
I waited. I didn't have a PlayStation or
me
whatever.
Me neither, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was that young age where you can't just up and
you're gonna go buy a PlayStation
or whatever.
Yeah.
PlayStation is
big financial decisions.
Yeah. And then I think when I bought a PS2, it was Final Fantasy X just came out, and my first DVD was Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, I love
mine was Gladiator.
DVD player either.
Mine was Braveheart. I love this question asking people who bought a PlayStation 2 what their first DVD was, and the fact that three of us have different answers is so sick. Mine was Braveheart. Steve's was Gladiator. What was yours, Sal?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden
Dragon. All solid movies.
Solid
shout
movies.
Out Josh. Shout out Josh Chapman. His first on the PlayStation 2 was also Gladiator.
I know. That's what made me think of what a sick question this was. I saw that on Twitter.
But yeah, it was 11 was the first online one. And it was you had to have a network adapter and you had to have, I didn't even have internet. I was always into video games, but just that part of the technology and the internet and... Mm-hmm. I used to go to the library to check my emails for a long time.
Right.
I'm not the generation that just had it in the house until finally we got it in the house. And now here we are decades later. And I just kind of missed the train on it. So I never picked it up because I was it seems like a lot to get into. And it is a little more complicated. But also, obviously, having you guys helps a lot ease me into hey, My samurai is naked. What do I do?
Tell you what, man. Having Haas and Jeff in your group really makes things like 10 times easier.
Yeah. And
it's ridiculous.
I want to take a pause and apologize if at any point anybody that's, you know, been in our group asked me for advice and I go into customer service voice. So this is what you need to do. You need to go to the marketplace and you need to... but seriously, Square Enix, if you want to throw me a couple of bucks, I've been working hard. All right. I've been working. All right. As customer service for your game. All right. So maybe a couple of bucks or some free Dawn Trail codes for me and all my homies. Huh?
Man, the
I'll give my man a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Star review.
So, you know, one thing, you know, Steve, I think you can speak to this as well as me. As someone that was sort of there towards the origins of MMOs, right? I played The Realm Online and then later Ultima Online
EverQuest,
okay. And then WoW and Star Wars Galaxies. And I've tried a bunch of them. Now, in my estimation, having a lot of experience with those, I still think Final Fantasy XIV is the best MMO, right? But there's an element to it that is so different from other ones. And there is that there's a very complex story that you don't have to. But if you want to engage with the story, it is there, right? Like in a way that it doesn't seem it's there in a lot of other MMOs.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I've heard the first bit of the story, The Realm Reborn. And when I say bit, I mean the first gigantic chunk of the story. I've heard referred to as like a graphic novel.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, of course there's going to be fun stuff to do along the way, but a lot of it is reading and learning about the world.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's asking a lot of you, right? It's asking you to basically make this big investment of time to learn about the world.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in there, you're like, oh yes, Limsa Lemenza. It inspires visions of like a seaside town. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like I know the mayor of the town is Merlwib, fucking muscle mommy who's like an admiral and can sail like a motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you learn all this stuff by playing through this game. It's just an enrichment of the world.
Yeah.
You know, and once you get through that, then the story kind of starts taking these crazy twists and turns. We haven't got to those yet.
Yeah.
In this playthrough, but coming soon. But, you know, I don't know. I think that Warcraft was great, World of Warcraft.
Oh, for sure. One, I mean, I'm not hating on World of Warcraft by any means.
No, and those other ones before that all had their own kind of good parts and bad parts, but this one kind of hits me the most,
you know,
because I've spent the most time playing Final Fantasy, you know what I mean? Like I didn't play much Warcraft outside of maybe Warcraft 3,
right,
and World of Warcraft, but outside of Final Fantasy 14 I play a fucking ton of Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
there, one of the very smart things about this game is that in a lot of ways it's Final Fantasy greatest hits. There's a ton, and I'm not trying to detract from the original story content because it's stellar, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has slow moments and sometimes where it feels like it's taking too long, but the overall story from like a zoomed out view is incredible. It's got a
ton of heart.
Yeah. Ton of heart, lovable characters, tons of characters, right?
A lot.
A confusing amount of characters, crazy so names, much. You know what I mean?
Merlwib.
Then there's also things like you can go to the gold saucer and hang out and ride race chocobos and shit.
Broke my gold saucer chariot today. Magitek
armor right now.
Yeah, Sal's Magitek armor is a huge element of the first chunk of the story of A Realm Reborn. There is, you know, raids where you can fight Kefka, or there's a Nier raid, and there's all kinds of, you know, we just got
there's
done
another
doing
Final Fantasy IV raid, the one where we haven't done it in this playthrough, but the one where you fight the dolls.
That's a dungeon,
that
not
one?
A raid, but yes.
Dungeon, sorry, yes, that's what I meant.
We need
to do that with Sal, yes. Yeah,
oh, it's
going to
be,
it's, one a lot.
It's part of the Heavensward story.
That's right,
yes. And we're close, so.
We got close.
They do such a good job of incorporating elements from other Final Fantasy games and not making it feel misplaced. Mm-mm. In a weird way, right? It doesn't feel like you're in a giant theme park with different sections for different Final Fantasy games. I was unaware until last night that the Crystal Tower that we run is a Final Fantasy III. Like, it's all a big Final Fantasy III reference.
I had no idea. Yeah. Sal knew that more than we did.
He sure did.
I think.
I called it, man.
He sure did, yeah. Early, he called it.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Let's just say I was in an Onion Knight mood.
I know. They gave, so they, at the end of one of the legs of the
raid, second one,
they gave a minion as one of the prizes, which a minion is just literally something that just kind of floats around you and looks cute.
Yeah, but
it has
sick.
No. Oh, of course, I love them, but they have no effect on gameplay. But I got one called an Onion Knight, and I ended up winning it. We rolled for it and won it, and I was just going to give it to Sal because he wanted it. I had no idea what an Onion Knight was. He did, and couldn't give it to him, so now I have it. You know, it's an untradeable item, and it's
it's
kind of cool.
You got to
cool,
you got to think about it.
We were standing around because there was a bunch of us, so we're all like waiting. Okay, everybody get their stuff straight, and you know, we're getting mine, Will's clothes sorted out. And the little, you know, the little minions are hanging out, doing their thing. And they have little, like, animations. And at one point, he busted out, like, the giant Final Fantasy, NES animation sword
attack.
And we were like, oh!
It makes that minion.
Good times.
So
that was when we were sitting around while Haas was, again, at Saks Fifth Avenue buying earrings and necklaces for Will.
Yeah. So
getting them raid ready.
One thing I'll say... they do such a good job of, like, you know, incorporating all that. And then there's constantly something cool going on. So right now there's a Final Fantasy 16 event going on, which is sick. And when you complete it, you can get Torgal as a mount, Torgal as a minion, and a glamour for Clive's outfit. Sick. There's also
for like an hour's worth of work, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, if you're somebody who's played 16, it really fucking hits, and even if you haven't, it's a very well done story too.
It sure is. They add mechanics,
brand new
just
fucking
for
mechanics.
That freaking fight.
Yeah,
it's
sick.
So fun.
Yeah,
like, it's so fun. Yeah,
right now there's a Yokai Watch event going on that's a little overwhelming, but I'm slowly working through it. In a couple of weeks there's going to be a Make It Rain event where all the all the money you win in the gold saucer is doubled. We're gonna have.
Are you trying to get all the things in the yokai event?
Yes.
Okay, you're trying to go for full completion.
Yeah. So to get the big orange cat mount, I almost called it a meount.
I mean, you may as well
a meount. To get that big orange cat meount, you have to get all the minions and all the weapons. So yes, that is what I'm working on.
Another question.
Okay.
So I have now two. Well, I have one of the legendary weapons I bought.
Yours.
The one for Dragoon, of course. Yeah. And then the price went up for everything else.
10.
Does that happen every time?
No. So all the minions. Your first minion is one of those medals.
And the rest
every
of them are three.
And same thing with the weapons. The first one's five and then 10. They're all 10.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. So yeah, while I was doing that, I had my relic weapon equipped. So and you were getting a couple of those
Atma stones. Fuck yeah, good call.
Popped a couple of those while I was working on that too. So it's I wouldn't say it's a great time, but it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't love, like, as a Dragoon, it is hard to actually find targets sometimes in these fates because everybody is just melting things immediately.
You'll fall into a fate and there's billions of people there fighting
it's
the same thing.
It's ridiculous,
man. It's so fun.
It is. We're like piranhas.
Uh-huh.
Somebody dropped a weenie in an aquarium
full of a piranha. And was like,
everybody lands and just eats corpses.
But at its core, okay, so we are going to get into story spoilers for A Realm Reborn. It's about a story of you, who's an adventurer, a fresh-off-the-boat adventurer, who basically becomes the new Warrior of Light. Like, over the course of A Realm Reborn, you fight primals. There's an ancient evil civilization called the Asians, which is real funny. You're collecting crystals and running dungeons. It's very, like, it feels like a Final Fantasy game that you can also play with other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Sal?
I mean, those are like OG Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah. So
tropes, I guess.
The quote unquote evil empire in the game, the Garlean Empire, is named after Garland, the villain of the very first Final Fantasy game. Right. It's you know, it's not all in your face references, but there's some really cool stuff as far as that's concerned, too.
Yeah. There's like one part where that dude's making a speech and he's like, you know, we will bring you all down or something. I'm like, okay, they updated it.
Yep.
Like, yep. They updated I, Garland, will knock you all down.
Yep.
There's some good stuff.
And, you know, one thing that I do want to hit on, we're going to talk a bit about our experience with this, but in my estimation, having played a lot of MMOs, I also think the Final Fantasy XIV community is the best of the ones I've played. In terms of, like, you know, being welcoming, being cool if you get them in a random group. Now, we are going to take a pause and talk about when that doesn't go well. So our buddy Jeff went away to a foreign land for like 10 days, 11 days. He went to Japan.
Oh,
and
I'm
he's
so
been
jealous.
Our healer. And Jeff...
getting his samurai moves, dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he went to pick up the quest.
He's Jeff, on his samurai quest.
Jeff keeps so that shit locked down as a healer, man. He's really
he's
good
terrific.
At it. Yeah. So now we just got to get random healers. And it didn't go great a couple of nights. Basically two nights in a row, which almost makes it even more frustrating. So the first night, who all was with us in that dungeon? When the healer
it's me,
left.
Me, you, and Will.
Okay, so Sal wasn't there for that one. But a healer left in the middle of the dungeon, and we got a second healer. And we were like, cool, maybe the second healer will be cool. And he
yeah, they
was
came
not.
In kind of cool, like, hey, guys, how's it going, you know? What made nice noises in chat, and we're all like, cool, this guy seems cool. And then we got to the end fight. And he started losing his mind.
Yep.
Because
just talking
people,
bad
take,
shit.
People had the audacity to take damage.
Yeah.
During a fight.
I think I was there for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
I think
you
I was
were.
There for when the person left halfway through.
Oh, okay.
So that might have been the second night. I was and there then, when the
well,
person left us in the dungeon.
The second night we were streaming. And the next healer, if Steve knew his location, it would have been like the end of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I thought Steve broke his headphones at one point, but it was literally just his headphones dying, like the battery dying, so we could hear his audio through his phone instead of his headset, and all I could hear was this. Controller noises. You know what I mean? I was like, ooh.
And I was emote slapping that healer in the post game over and over and over again. I was so mad at him.
Oh,
I was like, just do your job
now.
That's like me complaining about God, you guys aren't doing enough damage, man. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm a DPS character, like, that's my job is to damage things, his job is to heal things.
Yeah,
do your job.
Oh, my buddy. I at no point did I feel like you were unjustified in your anger at these dudes. No. Now we have a funny story of the random causality of fucking Final Fantasy 14. So one night, me, Will, Sal, and a random healer ran a dungeon, and this random healer, shout out if you're listening, Ducat. Right? Ducat. Big ups, Ducat. And I remember the name because it was another cat themed name, right? So we're fighting Garuda specifically. And Ducat's like, he immediately before we started, the dude's talking shit, being like, I got you guys. Don't worry about a thing. We're going to rock this. And then we died six times. And every time Ducat was very cool and was like, oh man, I don't know why my heels aren't sticking, or oh, I'm sorry, I got distracted, yada yada. Like, he was always very cool about it. And we got through it eventually. I gave him a player commendation because I get it. The next night we're playing and we're doing a dungeon, and it's the same group, me, Sal, and Will. And we get a random fucking healer, and it's Ducat again.
Nice.
And I'm like, you guys, that's Ducat. And Ducat does the exact fucking same thing. He's like, do the biggest pulls you can do. We'll get through this real quick. I got y'all. Do feel free to pull as many enemies as you want. So me as the tank, I'm like, okay. So I run and start pulling shit.
You tell Hawes that.
Yeah, tell me that and I'm gone, bro. And I'm dead 2 seconds later. And Ducat's like, oh, my bad. I'm, you know, no big deal. And then I'm dead 3 minutes later. And then I pull a smaller group and I'm dead 4 minutes later. And Ducat's like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Both times we get into with this dude, he's super friendly, but he talks mad shit about himself. Like, I got this. Get crazy with it. Get real nice with it.
Get nuts.
So, Ducat, you're a real MVP, bro. I get it.
You're a real one. Look, man.
I mean, if Ducat wanted to join, I'm just saying, that's another Catboy.
I know. He fits the naming scheme. I think Ducat, I remember looking, I think Ducat was already part of a free company, but they're probably wanting to get rid of him anyway.
Look, man.
Not for nothing. On my list of suggestions for your forthcoming double album was the Ballad of Steve Big Mad at the Shitty Healer.
Buddy, there's been memes about it in the Discord and stuff, like Steve got big mad justifiably, and I swear I thought he broke his controller. I was like, fuck, is this the last night we play Final Fantasy?
I never get that, man. Yeah. Shit. It doesn't matter what the game is.
So Sal, as never having played an MMO before, even just stripping away the Final Fantasy of it, how are you finding that whole experience?
It's fun, and it's definitely more fun, obviously, when it's like you guys, right? Because we're over here, we're on the Discords, and we're in each other's ears, and, you know, every now and then people are typing stuff in chat, but I can't really check that in heat of battle, you know what I'm saying? Like, but the experience is super fun. And then also, like, every now and then I'm going through a dungeon with randos because it's like, you guys are asleep already. And I'm like, well, maybe I can finish this thing before I go to bed or whatnot. And it is cool. It's a fun experience, but it's like legitimately less fun.
No, listen, as someone who has played a lot of solo Final Fantasy 14, because I'm always kind of fucking around with it. If not, you know, when we're all playing, I'm kind of out there making that gill for when we do play again.
In that house
with a group, it is fun. Like solo, it's cool and the story is good and it's not like it's boring, but it doesn't compare to the like actually doing dungeons and playing with your friends and stuff. That's the good shit.
That's the real, that's the appeal. That's why we play.
But even like all the little like silly community stuff, like when you're walking around Limsa Lominsa and there's like a band playing.
Oh yeah. You know, yeah. I love it. Like, yeah.
The Ghostbusters theme or whatever it is. You're it's interesting and it's fun. And when you see somebody else with their cool little outfit or, you know, something like that, there's like a lot, there's something like the community is a big part of this game. And I think in the, like the theme of the game and the story and all that, like, it was really smart of them to build this world and the story sort of revolves around the people coming together. And like, that's what's fun about the game is all of us coming to like, they did a really good job about that. And I think that's a thing that I don't know. Like, obviously I haven't played any other MMOs, but I don't know the story of World of Warcraft or whatever else it is. And I don't know if it has anything to do with, you know,
The way you just described it makes me think that the developer did his job.
Yeah.
Like the way, that's what he was shooting for. What you just said.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm not hating on the World of Warcraft story because there is a compelling story to that game, but it's not, maybe it is now. It's been a very long time. But back when I was playing, it was not presented in the way and wasn't as huge of an element as the story in Final Fantasy 14 is, right? And I want to give them props because you can't talk about Final Fantasy 14 or Realm Reborn without talking about Final Fantasy 14 Online. The reason Final Fantasy 14 is called A Realm Reborn is because they launched Final Fantasy 14 Online and it was universally panned.
It was ass.
It was ass.
Ass, bro.
And Square Enix made the decision to shut the game down and retool it, and the version we're playing now is A Realm Reborn. The fucking genius of it is they spin the shutting down of the original Final Fantasy 14 into the story. So the original ending of Final Fantasy XIV Online concluded in this big thing called the Battle of Cartonneau. And Final Fantasy XIV A Realm Reborn starts 5 years after that battle. So they constantly reference it and stuff, especially early story. And it's ingenious, like, to actually take the previous version into account and weave it into the story was such a genius idea, I think.
Yeah, an inspired choice.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Sal, I know over the last few years, right? I know my buddy Sal's been hitting the hardcore Star Wars games, right? Been playing a little Fortnite. How does it feel as a co-op experience as someone that's never played an MMO? And like, for the record, buddy, you fell right into your role as part of the group like a champ, right? Because yep. A typical MMO dungeon is four players, one tank, that's me, two DPSs in this instance, that would be Sal, and Steve, and one healer, Jeff. How do you find that sort of thing and sort of the gimmick and the gameplay mechanics of the dungeons, the more co-op type stuff in the game?
Yeah. I like it and I enjoy it, but I don't think I've delved too much outside. Like, that's sort of my play style anyway. When I'm playing a Final Fantasy, I generally go monk. Like, I'm using... I don't lean towards the mages anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, even in Final Fantasy One, my party will have one red mage.
Oh yeah.
Like, and nice. That's how I roll through Final Fantasy One. Cause I'll go like, you know, I'll go like thief, warrior, monk.
Sal's got and Cobra a red Kai. Mage.
Uh-huh.
Cobra Kai yeah. showing up.
Uh-huh.
Like my Final Fantasy strategy. All martial artists. It's usually hit pretty hard and just go.
Yeah.
Like, so I haven't messed with the, so for me, it's very easy because I'm like, what do I do? Oh, get behind the guy and just keep hitting him. Oh, watch out. Something's happening. You know, tell the healer.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I know at least in more recent history, the job class system hasn't been a huge part of Final Fantasy. But for the record, 14, I think, does it really well. Right. So in Sal's instance, he started as a pugilist. At level 30, he became a monk. At level 50, he became a samurai. Steve started off as a lancer. At level 30, he became a dragoon, and he stuck with it because it fucking rules, right?
Damn right.
In my instance, I started as like a gladiator to a paladin. That's still what I'm playing. Like, that sort of progression where you always sort of have something to look forward to, or new gear or new dungeons or the next expansion, is what kind of makes this game and also kind of makes this game dangerous.
By the way, and also, I wanted to just like, let you know. Go ahead, Sal.
I was just going to say it's kind of limitless, right? Because in theory, I can max out my samurai and just be like, well, I want to try ninja now. Or
that's the other thing that's sick about this game is you don't have to start a new character. In other MMOs, you'd have to go start a brand new character with a new class. No, you can go pick up the level one quest and start any class from the beginning.
Any you want.
Yeah.
Which that's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say to you, Hawes, that was I read the other day that Dark Knight has the best story as far as tank job classes go, and Paladin is objectively the worst. So you may want to just, not saying change your class, but maybe just go experience the Dark Knight stuff when you're bored.
Well,
you know
I was going to tell you
play
this,
through,
Steve.
Like the job stuff. Check it out.
When Jeff and I were hanging out early last night before everybody showed up, I was already telling him, like, I'm going to max out all the tank classes before I pick up any sort of other category. And Dark Knight, I want to pick up, but I can't pick it up until we're in Heaven's Word. So that's going to be my
Heaven's
first
Word
one.
Class. Yeah. Cool. I definitely kind of want to do something similar with that as well. You know, Sal being a samurai, I don't want to do that, but I'll find something else. The Reaper. Cool.
I was going to say Reaper might be kind of your jam, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's a new one coming in Dawn Trail, which
the Reaver.
We're still a little ways from. The Reaver.
You guys could have made that cool a little well. Less confusing, right?
Reaper. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm thinking of going ninja next.
Hell yeah.
You know, nice.
Once I get rid of this, so I can be like a cool Jedi and then a sneaky Jedi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also, Hawes, I think we are interested in seeing the reverse Cecil.
Yeah.
Paladin back to Dark Knight.
Yeah. I'm going to do Dark Knight. I'm going to do Gunbreaker. I could pick up Gunbreaker now, and I've almost done it, but I want to get into Heaven's Word without any more delay. right?
Gunbreaker is pretty badass.
Yeah, I remember you playing that. Yeah,
yeah, it was with the Gunbreaker.
The amount of classes and jobs in this game is insane, especially if you consider crafting and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the crafting system is fairly enjoyable too for an MMO crafting system. And there's actually a little more strategy than just, you know, assembling the components and, you know, clicking like craft or something, right?
High quality bronze ingots, I'm telling you. I'm
yeah.
your guy.
Yeah, man. Sal's nice. Been doing,
I mean, those are worth, those
he's
are
been
worth
doing
a lot.
Blacksmithing. I've been doing goldsmithing. Steve's an alchemist. Will's a culinarian, of course, you know? So I would say, you know, over the course of several hours, we've all gone through a Realm Reborn story, right? I would say once you finish the big last fight against La Habrea, that's the end of the Realm Reborn story. Now, I'm a little biased because I know what's coming, but overall, I give the Realm Reborn story about like a 7.5, right?
Yeah, I would say.
It gets way better.
Mm-hmm. That's about right. Like I said, it's a lot of slower world building. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and it does an excellent job of world building, introducing you to the characters, setting the stakes, you know, all that.
Yeah. So if that kind of thing, if you like that kind of thing, you're gonna get a lot more out of this story. If you're looking for something that is gonna be like breathtakingly fast with crazy twists and turns, you're not gonna get that in Realm Reborn.
It's a slow
you're gonna
burn.
Get slow, steady.
Steady.
Yeah, steady storytelling that is good.
Fairly straightforward,
stuff.
Yeah.
It's total world building, man. Like it you know, as Final Fantasy fans, I think it's easier for us to stomach that kind of stuff. It's I don't know, it's like eating a nice bed of nachos before you drink all day or something like
right,
that.
Right.
I don't know,
you gotta get a little something on the tummy.
Yeah. You got to learn about the world before you can truly appreciate it. So
what do you think, Sal?
I might go 8, dude.
Yeah.
I might go 8 just for the simple fact of that, like, the world building and the characters are some of the more enjoyable parts of the story. It doesn't really have twists and turns. Like you said, it's pretty straightforward as far as Final Fantasy games go, but it takes you through all the sort of locations in the realm that are all very interesting. All of the characters, I'm sure you all have your favorites, but like, a lot of the characters are really cool and interesting.
Yeah.
Like, so just for that alone, I like interacting with them in the story and like,
and
you know,
buddy,
that was a lot of fun for me.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's about to start going places in the story too. Once you hit Heaven's Word, which is the first expansion. I have three
like my
points.
Favorite,
oh yeah. Go for it, buddy.
I was just gonna say, I had a favorite little like funny moment that I kept thinking that was like very early in the game. They're teaching you about primals and these are destructive forces of the game and all this stuff. And they're like, you got to watch out because they're all crazy. Except for Ramu. He's cool.
Yep. They're like, Ramu is cool.
I enjoyed that so much.
Yeah.
Lightning Boy.
We don't mess with Ramu. He's fine. Yeah. He's chill.
I'll say this.
These other ones crazy as shit.
I got three points. These are my main three arguments why you should play and enjoy this, the story of Final Fantasy 14. Okay. Ida. Ishtola. And Menphelia. All right. They're very nice ladies. They're nice ladies, Sal. Now
you play this game for the plot. The plot.
Oh no! This
those
is
three
yeah. Okay, so one last thing I want to hit before we get into the raid and sort of wrap up the episode. The music in this game, fucking phenomenal. It continues
fire.
The like legacy of Final Fantasy having the best music in the video game industry, and there's so much of it. You know,
it's a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is good. I would say, like, at worst, it's like pleasant background music. It never gets like
no, it's never annoying unless you have a special mount that only plays a certain type of music.
Oh,
eventually
you
might
right off.
Yeah. But
you can turn that right off, like I did immediately, because I couldn't stand the fat chocobo music.
You didn't hear me having fun last night, and I was like, every time I get in the Magitek armor, it's playing that Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Now that's a different story.
Yeah. That's a different one. Yeah, like I'll turn it on for stuff like that, and I'll just sit in the mech and vibe like I'm Christian Slater and pump up the volume or something.
the music is amazing, and Final Fantasy music usually is, so there's no, like, this is not a surprise to anyone, but
the volume of amazing music,
yeah, the
is
volume
impressive.
Is high, yeah. And it has been high lately, but I think for an MMO it's like a whole completely different level. But I think something that I was like, I got stuck on the very intro animatic, like that song Answers. Mm-hmm. So I pulled that up like the next day after I got into the game and like whatever. And I started checking that out, right? And it was like pretty sick. And then my wife was like, is that Christian music? And I'm like, no, they have to have organs.
Are you talking anyway. About
Tales of Love?
No, the two, all of my children.
The Endwalker cutscene,
like the
music. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I was talking about the story and the themes of the game, like that song is like the same thing. It's all about like these people coming together and teaching each other and helping each other, like Hawes with his customer service voice when we throw him down at, you know, at Amazon. Get me a new samurai outfit, please.
I'm
saying?
Like, yeah, it's great.
The song like was written for the game with those themes. And that cutscene is about everybody coming together against this bigger threat.
Yeah.
Like, loved it, dude. Like, and I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
And it's like, it fits so well. Like, they do a really, really good job of like hitting what is important. Like, what makes this game is that community, that unity, and that like the feeling of a world like that.
And
because I guess I've never played an MMO.
Well, yeah. And like,
it don't feel like that when I play anything else that I've experienced.
It's incredibly immersive, this game, right? Like, one of the side effects of them slowly building up the story in conjunction with the music and stuff is like, you get invested. Like, they do a good job of explaining these are the good guys, these are the bad guys. And the story is all about the good guys coming together to defeat darkness, right? Like, and that is at its core the best kind of Final Fantasy story, right? That's kind of my favorite to start with that as a core, and then you throw in some anime weirdness and some crystals and stuff. But I remember the first time playing back in the day when you get to the Ifrit fight, right? So all the there's like these occasional boss fights where you fight what would be called summons or icons. In other games, they're called primals now. And the first time you fight Ifrit, they're Eidolons. That's right. From 10, right? Is that 10? Yeah.
From 9.
No, that is 9. That's right.
Are they called in 10?
What are they called? They might just be called summons in 10.
Yeah, they were summons, right? All right. Maybe.
Whatever. Anyways.
How about
those summons be
half
dreaming
Esper.
In 10.
Them Espers, son.
But the first time you get into that Ifrit fight and like the heavy metal vocals kick in, and it's like one of the first times the vocals kick in and on the music, and it's so sick. It's so sick. And there's such a wide variety of content, right? From classic Final Fantasy music to new stuff of all different genres, but it all feels uniquely Final Fantasy.
Sure.
One thing that I want to say, I think this is a good transition. The music in the fucking raid we ran last night was sick.
I love it. Anytime somebody mentions the music, it happens all the time. Somebody, it's usually either you or me, but sometimes it's other people.
Yeah.
We'll be like, God, this music is just kicking ass right now, you know? Uh-huh. And it just happens so often.
I know.
When we're doing this, you know what I
mean? And it was that...
was fire last night, bro.
So last night, Friday night we were considering doing it, but Will needed to finish up his quest. Steve was eepy. Sal
super
wasn't
tired.
Around. And so we said, let's do it Saturday. Now, like we mentioned before, when we played back in 2020, you didn't have to do the raid. And you do now. And the raid is 24 players total, right? Three groups of 8. Mm-hmm. Each group has one paladin.
Family pack.
Yes.
Three separate parts.
Yeah, three separate parts. That like three separate dungeons, essentially. And I'm telling y'all, I was fucking nervous. Because being the only tank in our group, that makes me nervous. I got 7 other dudes I got to look after, right? But...
Nothing.
Dave Mustaine gonna sue somebody.
Now the samurai flips the breeze.
They nailed this part, right? Where it's like the breakdown. There's a weird part coming, too, that it generated. I want you guys to hear. Why would you do that part twice, though? You know what I mean?
That's your AI.
This is the weird part.
Ooh, the keyboard solo.
Yeah.
Build a black page, build a fight.
This is what Will is saying.
That's the best I could do on a few hours after running like, that fucking raid.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's such a funny, like, AI copy and paste that like, had some leftover at the end.
Yep, yep. It was like, we got a few minutes before this is 2 minutes. Keyboard solo? Do it.
So, you know what I thought was interesting about the raid, too, was of all of the three parts, the first part seemed to have the most... kind of weird mechanics.
Well, it also seemed to be the most difficult for us. We actually wiped a few times on the first part.
We did, but there was one particular part, right, where, okay, so the setup is there's three large enemies.
Uh-huh.
And we're supposed to break off into three groups of eight, and each team is kind of supposed to hold their enemy where it is.
At a certain spot on the map.
Yeah. If these guys get close to each other, they'll charge up a big bomb. That'll blow up and kill everybody, right? So we all wipe on this. And while we're on the way back, somebody just starts it before like our entire team is there. And so it's looking like another wipe, right?
Yep,
like we get there and there's people in the chat like, Jesus Christ, LMAO, like this is ridiculous. And Hawes is like, no, man, we got this. We got this, right? Like, we're going to do this. We run in there. Hawes jumps on this thing.
Hawes said, we're going to do our part of the team project.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, we kite this bitch back
to our spot and just hold him.
Uh-huh.
I ran into the middle of chaos hoping I was about to aggro the correct dude. And it just
worked.
You did.
Yeah. And we pulled it off.
Yeah.
We actually got... That was, to me, the highlight of the night.
We killed our guy first.
Yep.
We did.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then went and helped the other dudes. Behind the eight ball... We got our guy's attention and killed him first. Like, that's a fucking excellent team effort at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. For our first time doing the raid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, like, after that, I mean, there were some slight bumps here and there, but I don't think any of the other fights gave us much issue.
No. No.
You know. Sal had to be rezzed like 16 or 17 times.
No. No. No.
I was like, you didn't hear me? I'm down. I'm down again.
Man.
That last fight.
And then I hear Jeff. Jeff is like, oh, the other healers are dead. That's what happened.
Yep. Yep. You know, what I appreciated about the first raid is it was kind of just a series of danger rooms from the X-Men, right? You would just go into a room and there'd be real tough enemies. You clear that room. Move on to the next, et cetera, till you get to the boss.
You can't get too fancy with 24 people. You
no,
know what I
but
mean?
I, like, I'm yeah, from what yeah. I understand, the Nier and the Kefka raid are a little more complicated mechanically, but as a first introduction to the raid system, I think they did it perfectly. Right? Like,
yeah, well said. Yeah,
we never had to wait more than 10 minutes to get a full group. The first two went quick. The second one took about 10 minutes. So, you know, with it being required story content, that makes sense as well, right?
But each part,
I think it was
only
also much later,
20 to 25 minutes too, right?
Yeah, like, each part was about the length of a normal dungeon. Because I remember friends that would run WoW raids or running doo-doo ass Destiny raids, and it taking 6 hours. You know, like
that first one took a few extra minutes for sure. But,
yeah, but
other than that,
quick.
The second and the third part, I was like, oh, we're done, huh?
Yeah, and. You know, this is something I'm sure we'll talk about more in the future as we cover other expansions. But the Crystal Raid, Crystal Tower Raid, introduces Grahatia. Hey, Grahatia. Hey, Grahatia. who's very important to the story going forward and has an interesting postscript about Nero. The villain, one of the villains from A Realm Reborn, which is real fascinating that you could go into Heavensward previously and not have that information, which is nice that they did weave it into the main part of the story, you know? And I'll be honest, I felt like I rolled a marathon last night, how sweaty I was after we finished all those raids. And like, because it looks like a fucking rave. All it is flashing lights and explosions and the occasional look at it. It's like it is 24 people unleashing hell on a lot of times one enemy. You know what I mean?
I compared it to late game Vampire Survivors.
Right.
Which
right.
Jeff, I don't know if you noticed, Hans, but that got Jeff.
Yep.
Like I got him with that one. Uh-huh. So you know it's correct. It's like the screen is exploding the entire time. You can't see a goddamn thing.
This was where Hans put on the customer service voice and he was like, "Hey, dude, hold down L1 and stick back and you can pan out."
Yeah. I was like, so see where you're at. What's helped me was to zoom out a little bit. Yeah, I did offer that.
I tried.
You're just in the explosions otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're around so many casters and they're all casting different stuff right on top of your head.
Yep. Yeah.
As a melee DPS, it is a trial sometimes.
It is. It certainly is. And even for me, as a tank, like being able to target what I'm trying to get attention from and like, you know, because my goal is to take damage while everybody else does damage. Right. Is to like keep the enemy's attention. And sometimes, buddy, I would just start doing the spin attack and hope I got shit's attention because targeting something in there was tough.
That's my nightmare. Like, that's why I can't do what you do. Like, because there's times where I'm running around trying to target something, and I know I'm not being, like, Mr. Hyper-efficient, so I'm sure there's somebody out there going, "We need more deeps! Deeps!"
Deeps,
know what I mean?
Mitigate! Like, I'm telling you right now, though, I like being a tank. I actually enjoy it. I
enjoy being a DPS. I like it, too.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm meant to do.
Steve was like, if we replay, I don't want to be a tank again, and I said, got it. I'm the DPS then. Let's do this. Yep.
And not for nothing. It was kind of like, you know, the regular four-party system, when we're all there, it's like, you know, me and Will and Steve kind of switching out.
Yeah.
Or I show up later and these guys take a break or something like that.
That was my favorite thing about the raid.
We finally got to get all of us.
Yeah. Is that we all got to be in a group together for once, which was sick. Yep. And what makes me want to just do more raids. Sal and Steve, if you guys want to run that raid some more to get Sal at Onion Knight, I'll do it. I'll for sure do it.
I need the boots, if nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah. There's gear and shit. It was cool. And then the further you got into the raid, so like the first raid had a little bit of Final Fantasy III going on, but the further you get into it, it gets heavy Final Fantasy III to where the last boss in the third part of the raid was the Heart of Darkness, and it was sick. Surprisingly easy.
That was cool.
But sick.
Yeah. I just sat there. Luckily, there was like some stuff happening behind me in that fight, I know. Maybe some ads, but... That was one of those situations where the people behind me, maybe it was the melee or the ranged caster dudes, were seeing it and taking care of it, and I just sat there and I just was
looking at that evil lady's face the whole time. Like, look at me.
Yeah, we just kept pumping.
I didn't change
But I think also by that time we had sort of figured out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
Around,
I feel like
keep an eye out.
I kind of feel like if we ran the raid again, we'd know exactly what to do now. You know what I mean? It's just that one... And there's been multiple times post A Realm Reborn where Steve and I have done like hard primal fights because you can go back and fight the primals again on hard mode. And we fret and shit and be like, "Oh, I don't know. Let's look it up." And then we get in there and it's fucking easy to figure out.
Yeah.
For the most part. Right. And there's a level of accessibility to that kind of in-game content in Final Fantasy XIV that other MMOs don't have. That I think is part of the secret sauce too. Right. Like, if you wanted to raid in WoW, you'd have to be part of a pickup group, and those were notoriously unreliable. Or you'd have to be part of a giant guild with a bunch of people you didn't know. Now, like our little group of friends and whoever wants to join, we can play together, pick up some randos, and it all works fine, and we can complete it, which I think is cool.
Yeah, and the best thing, too, is, like, say, I don't know, we have 8 people on one night, and one person hasn't done the raid.
We're going, baby.
If the other 7 people help that person get the raid, we all get the bonus.
Yeah, we all
stuff, even though we've done it like 5 times or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's a really smart way to do it. If only one person in the entire group of the raid has not done it, you all get the bonus.
Yeah.
So I love that. You know?
So Sal, we're going to be wrapping up. We went a little longer than usual for such a momentous occasion, but buddy, do you have any closing thoughts about Final Fantasy 14? What are you hoping to see going forward now that you're on the cusp of going into the first expansion, Heaven's Word?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just interested in the story and the world still, and I'm having fun with the job classes. I just, you know, like, it wasn't until the last like 2 or 3 dungeons of the game that I switched over to Samurai. And for half of them, I'm switching back to Monk because I'm like, I know I'm good at that. Let me, before I mess around and get killed in here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I'm still kind of having, like, now I'm having fun with a samurai. So now I'm just like, oh, yeah, well, let's join. Let's go help Will, or let's go do a dungeon. Yeah. And then I'm just.
That's the other thing. Like, you can work on your story quests. And then when somebody's like, hey, I just unlocked a dungeon, let's fucking go. You know what I mean? Like, I love doing that. The dungeons are so fun to run that I'll rerun them any amount of times if it's us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, playing something like that with your friends, that's why I play this game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, so, Sal, buddy.
It's like, it's even when, like, since every now and then, like, mostly we all get on at the same time, but, like, one night me and Will were just there at the end, and we were like, if you want to run something real quick, boom. We just, me and Will just running through.
Yeah, it's fun, right? Yeah.
You guys DPSing for random healer and tank, you know?
Sal, you know, buddy, what to do. I am so stoked, by the way, that you decided to jump in with us. Like, it has been so fun playing all this. And, like, you know, because Sal and I have played some Battlefront in the past or played some Fortnite here and there. But, like, this is fun.
This shit hits different.
Yeah, this shit hit a little different.
Yeah, it hits different.
But I am going to need y'all. I'm going to need y'all to come back to Fortnite about May 4th because they're having some more Star Wars.
You know,
skins
I'll
to unlock.
Be there. You know I'll
Hawes,
be there.
Hawes will be the Yankees representative.
Yeah,
well,
and
maybe
Will
too.
Will as
Will.
Yeah,
Will also.
But you know, I'm also going to be keeping that motherfucking Final Fantasy 14 thing on.
Of course, of course. But, I mean, we've got potential activity, me and you, later tonight potentially.
Yeah.
After dinner and stuff, we've got a little hard thing to do.
We got Gold Saucer Boys Night coming out.
We're all.
We'll do another episode after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to kind of be a bit of a regular feature
so
here
what
and
I
there. Like,
you
Yankees
want,
updates.
You want to know what I think would be funny? So we have Sal on this episode. For Heaven's Word, we have Sal and Jeff. For Stormblood, we have Sal and Jeff and Will. Like, just Will. Add somebody every time we do one of the expansions and stuff.
Hopefully King Tom will have played with us by then.
Yeah,
so
that's
on
that's
for,
one of the few bummers is he's
and
getting
Walker.
To it. He's getting to it.
King Tom's like, I'm at Endwalker.
Yeah. He's like, I just beat it. You guys are slow.
I play Final Fantasy faster than I read books.
Yeah, right. He's probably reading a Star Wars book and playing Final Fantasy at the same time. So, Sal, buddy, do me a favor. Let all our good listeners know where they can find you guys, like all the social medias. I know you guys do the TikTok, which I don't quite, you know, that ain't really my thing, but let me know where we can find all those things.
We are The Rogue Rebels. You can check us out at The Rogue Rebels Podcast and TheRogueRebels.com, where I got all kinds of write-ups because I read every Star Wars book, comic, trade paperback. I watch all the shows. I play all the games. We do it all. We cosplay, we do lightsaber stuff, you know. I mean, check out my official Lucasfilm stuff on Lightsaber Academy at Star Wars Kids YouTube. We're on all socials at The Rogue Rebels, and we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. We're pretty active everywhere. Like I said, lots of stuff going on. a lot of Star Wars talk and lightsabers and costumes. So
yep.
What more? You see,
this
ask
is
for?
What Except it sounds like when like somebody actually has like a professional amount of shit to talk about. You
right.
Know?
Right. Where it's
professional.
Yeah, man.
He actually has some stuff. Yeah. For and one thing I love about it is for you, it's like a real family thing.
Yeah, man. Know?
Like the kids are involved.
Yeah,
the
man.
Wife's involved. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in on it. You know,
and
I love that.
Yeah, fucking
we're
delightful.
We're a super Star Wars fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I can't recommend it.
This is one of the few
enough.
Non-Star Wars podcasts I'm on.
Yeah, you know I know. Saying? I was also kind of excited. Like, you know, I love talking to Sal about Star Wars. I've spent hours talking to Sal about Star Wars. Let's take him out of Star Wars a little bit. And let's talk to him about something mm-hmm. else. And as
I
usual,
I do know about Final Fantasy.
Boy, he does sure he. Does. Yeah. Boy, does mm-hmm. he. So, mm-hmm. Sal, you're going to have to excuse me real quick because Steve and I have been pleading for like 152 episodes for people to do something for us. And I want to rope you into this too, right? As a content creator, you know how hard it is to get a motherfucking review, right? So when you listen to this song, dear listener, and when it tugs at your heartstrings, give us review. Also review the Rogue Rebels while you're at it.
Stephen Hawes, host of a show. Talking games, they're always in the know. Late nights they record all alone, pleading with you through this humble song. They pour their hearts out, sharing their thoughts. Every episode they give it all they've got, but there's one thing they're longing to hear, a small request, it's crystal clear. Please, please just leave a review, it'll mean the world, it's long over. Pour their souls into every word. Give them some love. Let your voice be heard.
All right, that's got to move the needle a
man,
little bit,
come
right?
On, man.
Did you hear
Sarah
Billy
McLaughlin is crying, bro?
Did you hear Billy Eilish? You know what? That's almost too much of a bummer to leave it on. Now that I hear it, so I did have this one in my pocket that we'll leave you guys on. Hold on. You know what? We'll see you guys next week. Sal, thanks for coming on. We're going to play out with the song. We love you, buddy. I'm so glad you're playing Final Fantasy.
Sal, you're the man.
All right. Here we go. We'll see you guys next week.
Strings of lightning strumming through the night. Steve, the virtuoso, his music taking flight. He heard a rumor, a game in a box so rare. And there it was in Haw's hands, a treasure beyond compare. Haw's the fat neck beer, lost in his gaming zone. Connects with Street Fighter.
Somebody get Churches on the phone, like that scene in fucking Back to the Future.
Six strings to Lauren Mayberry.
See you guys next week. Bye.